Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. It's good being with you today in Vibrant Living. You know, in any moment, we could be in the counterfeit, or we could be in the state of vibrancy. And it's this ongoing awareness and sensing. Myself and Kai Cole, a special shout out and a deep appreciation for Kai Cole. She's not with us today. Her brilliance and her contribution are so deeply felt. I really feel Vibrant Living has become a different place since her unique and distinct contribution. She'll be with us again next week. So this Vibrant Living, you know, very early on in my life, I realized, well, there was something different than just being on this formula where we kind of get through the days and the conversations kind of how we survive. But no one really talked about it. But I noticed when I interacted with people by the quality of their breath, the tone of their voice, and their eyes, I could feel this quality of differences. I could feel that there was another aspect of life that wasn't talked about, when could be expressed, could be lived. It changed everything. So more than just a radio show, it's really a way of life. And I have groups. I have a Vibrant Living Challenge. And I love working with people from all around the planet, and not just being hosts, but being vibrant speakers, to speak from this vibrancy and to reach and connect with others based on their very one-of-a-kind message, that vibrancy, right? That different way of seeing and sensing. I'm honored to have with us today Dr. Nick Berry. He's bridged both worlds. He went to academia to become a board-certified pharmacist, but he reached beyond his degrees. There was a pretty famous book written called a New Breed of Doctor. He's a new breed of pharmacist. He's a gentleman that's committed to bridging the world to plants, essential oils. He founded a company, Essential Oil Wizardry, which is really about the wonder and magic of how scents and these oils impact our different system, our nervous system, our emotional system, our physical system, and there's profound medicine in that. So this is a series. And also, Dr. Nick will be with us at one of our Vibrant Living Summits to talk about how you bridge this world. How do you bridge the world so that your medicine just doesn't occur during a crisis or a symptomatic period, but how to let your medicine restore you, inspire you, awaken you, and to use your medicine relationally. Imagine knowing that, you know, you're with someone, a family member, your beloved wife or husband, and you could put some essential oil on their wrists. You know, with my children, I was very into massaging their feet and their heads. You know, medicine, the highest power of medicine is the intimacy and connection we feel. Maureen Clary, are you there right now from Natural Awakenings? Just checking to see if Maureen's with us. She's the publisher. All right, you're more than a guest. I want to warmly, by the way, I want to send a shout out to Maureen as well and just saying we're so excited about being in Rhode Island for our Vibrant Living Summit. So, Dr. Nick, I'm so happy you're here with us today. You reflect the highest level of infinite collaboration. I felt from the moment we spoke, and this is an aspect of vibrant speaking and what I sometimes call unscripted power, is that we can connect with people deeply and sense a deeper meaning from the get-go. We don't need to hang around. Very similar to my Vibrant Match. You don't need to date. You could directly connect. I'm deeply moved by your mission and vision. I want to welcome you to Vibrant Living. And as I told you, my vision is to do this regularly with you and educate and speak to people about this unique medicine that you dedicated your life to.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Glenn. It's definitely an honor to be here to share my wisdom, my passion, with both you and your lovely guests that are listening in.
So, because I love doing this, I put together an event called Unscripted Power. In the room, we had a world-class, world-renowned pulmonary specialist, Dr. Gary Epler. We had Bernie Siegel. We had a world-class mime. What we discovered was that everyone that was there discovered this thing, this quality of vibrancy or unscripted power, and they went beyond their degrees. They discovered something that moved them and gave them a different language and expression. Share with us how that happened for you. You're becoming a pharmacist. You're focusing on medications that help people deal with symptoms. How did this happen that you all of a sudden the world of essential oils and plants entered your universe and spoke to you and almost asked you to become a spokesperson for them, if you will?
Yeah, well, thank you for that opportunity. Ever since I was a teenager, I became very clear that I was interested in serving people, bringing them to their finest level of vibrancy. And being born into more of a mainstream mindset, I believed that the best possibility was pharmaceuticals. So I graduated pharmacy school when I was 24 with my doctorate, and was always keeping an open mind and an open heart to how I could continue to support the people around me. As I did a little bit of traveling for about a year, I was part of a medical mission that went to Central America with the U.S. government and other NGOs. And I went and I stayed with my grandmother in Florida for about 3 months and studied for my boards. And during this time, I kept a really open mind and started learning a little bit deeper about both herbs, homeopathy, and I would say what really transpired was my first pharmacy job. I was actually working at an Eastern Western pharmacy, and when I was 16 or 17, I got sick with mononucleosis that developed into chronic fatigue until I was about 24. So I had a relationship with Chinese herbs, which is the supplements that really empowered me to get through pharmacy school, having a very busy kind of lifestyle. And working for a year in the Eastern Western pharmacy, it just really deepened my level of awareness for clinical applications of herbs and plants. I would say what really heightened my awareness and brought me into the world of essential oils is definitely a beautiful journey. I was one of the first pharmacists to start doing consulting at cannabis clinics in California. See, cannabis clinics, there's a gambit, a spectrum, if you will, of types of locations, everything from pot dealers to legitimate communities that are serving medicine to their local patients. So I collaborated at a place called Arts District Healing Center, and they utilized their financial resources to bring increased services towards health and wellness. They would cover the cost of different practitioners and classes and offer them freely to their members. And so when I started working at the cannabis clinic, I started learning more about the cannabis plant. And what's so fascinating about the cannabis plant is when you really start diving in deeper, it's not just the cannabinoids that people are so used to hearing about, like THC or CBD. The other therapeutic constituents found inside the cannabis plant are the aromatic terpenes. Terpenes are responsible for both the scent and the flavor. And Dr. Ethan Russo published that in concentrations less than 0.05%, terpenes are pharmacologically active in the human body. And so when I started learning about terpenes, I said, okay, this is wonderful. We can augment patients' therapy using less cannabis flower and other plants that are rich in terpenes through this synergy. And so as I started discovering and learning more about aromatic terpenes, I found that they're found in all different types of plants. And not only this, Glenn, but they're concentrated. Essential oils are essentially concentrated plant terpenes. Terpenes, in the world of plants, they are the messenger molecules. They are what attract pollinators, repel pests. They're what communicate in between plants. They communicate to us as people, you know, the smell of a flower that's so inviting and alters our state of awareness and lifts up our mood and invites us to plant more flowers. These are all examples of the aromatic intelligence found inside of plants.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel, and by the way, I didn't mention the word compassion. I know that you resonate, it speaks to you to be a compassionate human being. And before I want to ask you a question about human intelligence and the intelligence of plants. I thought about something. A friend of mine, Dr. Bill Pettit, is a psychiatrist, and he said to me one day, when he was running this institution for many years, he said, you know, Glenn, he goes, when someone comes in on an emergency, he goes, I walk in the room and I open the door, I pull the curtain back and I say, see, you're here. He gives them an experience of humanness for a moment. And in that moment, he says, they often have an experience of what he calls health recognition. So in a culture that's battling illness and fighting against viruses, there's a certain mechanistic or materialistic fight. And I feel it with the oils and being a matchmaker now, and also noticing we live in a world of divorce, you know, and separation. How do you find, as a compassionate human being, as a pharmacist, that you're bridging that world between the essential oils wisdom so that people ignite this other wisdom that's through scent and through the sense of touch and scent that the oils deliver, sort of a different model than we're used to?
Right. Yeah, thanks for that opportunity. Well, what I can say is being a world bridger, I'm able to interpret the information that people give me and translate it into a more vibrant language and also express that through botanical lifestyle solutions like different essential oil products. So particularly what I mean by that is if someone says, oh, Dr. Nick, you know, I'm suffering from anxiety for these reasons, you know, it's about talking, how do we get to the root of the problem? And having a discussion about the types of feelings that are arising, what is the beginning of that circumstance, and also looking into my pharmacopoeia and saying, okay, you're dealing with anxiety. Well, normally benzodiazepines are one of the more popular types of prescriptions that are offered for anxiety. That would be examples like Ativan and Valium. And so what I can do is I can hear what they're telling me. I'm dealing from stress and anxiety. And then in my language, I'm saying, okay, they wish to lower stress and maybe smooth out their lifestyle. And so I look at the types of plants that I have in my apothecary, and I say, okay, well, one great option, I make this product called Kava Chill, and Kava Chill is a combination of lavender, sweet marjoram, clary sage, rose geranium, bergamot, blue yarrow, and fennel, infused in fractionated coconut oil with some CO2 extracted kava. And so kava, you know, talking pharmacology, kava actually works on the GABA receptors, very similarly to alcohol and other benzodiazepines or barbiturates. So all of those different classes of drugs are going to specifically target the GABA receptor. And so what I've done is I've taken, you know, I would say that I've alchemized this product, which brings together this powerful GABA agonist, the CO2 extracted kava, with a relaxing blend of essential oils, which I mentioned. And what I've done is I've put it into fractionated coconut oil to be the base. And it's a it's a really wonderful kava tincture. And when I use this kava tincture, what I find is that it relaxes my body. It slows down the racing thoughts. So it's really wonderful if there's times of high stress at the office or during the workday, and or you're looking to get a deeper quality of sleep. I personally enjoy using about half a dropper to a dropper full under the tongue. And I find usually in about, I want to say in about 5 seconds, the essential oils really, you know, because when you smell them as well, they're going to be triggering different receptor sites in the mind. And so their onset is very, very quick. And so I find that they're working typically in about 5 minutes.
We're going to take a brief pause in a moment, and I'm going to let the audience in on a secret. When we first met Dr. Nick Berry last week, and I was so moved by his unique blending of both worlds, East and West, and also this deeper connection to the plant world and essential oils. And, you know, we hear about brain plasticity, and we know that touch and listening Dr. Nick Berry being a compassionate human being, that really it's this human touch, this ability to listen. You know, I talked to a lady when I was putting together, and I still am, divorce the patterns, not each other. There was an author that needed to talk to me, and it was so beautiful, Nick. She said, I need to talk to even though she was in the hospital bed. She had written a book called Make Up, Don't Break Up, and she wanted me to know that she's never met a divorcing couple that hormonally wasn't not right. They were messed up hormonally. And she said one of the greatest things she started to do was work with a nutritional, someone who understands hormones. So when we use these remedies, not as an emergency intervention necessarily, but as a way of life, and we get used to the essential oils as a friend, and so like we could actually count on rose geranium. Also, by the way, is an amazing tick repellent. I've seen many people say that its ability to repel ticks has helped them a lot, not get ticks on them. We're going to continue with compassionate human being, pharmacist, the founder of Essential Oil Wizardry. He's a wizard, I guess. You're a wizard, right? We're going to continue. And also, you're going to hear the formulas that Dr. Dick sent me. And you hear about those. And my vision is that you could bring this into your life and bring it to the people you truly care about so that your brain, your emotions, and your hormones a lot more life, energy, and wonder. Stay with us. Your life's precious and joy. I'm Glenn Brooks for Vibrant Living Network.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I was playing my lips and my tongue along with the music just then, listening to Vibrant Living, the Vibrant Living Network. Where infinite collaboration lives. What's beyond barter, trading, or exchange? What is it that allows us to come to a new level of meaningfulness and prosperity together? Dr. Nick Barry is not only a pharmacist, he's a natural healer. He's tapped into the world of plants and wonder. He's also, as part of our infinite collaboration, he's an infinite collaborator, just like Maureen Carey, the publisher of Natural Awakenings magazine. I want to introduce you to one of our speakers for the Rhode Island Vibrant Living Summit, Maureen. This is Dr. Nick, right here with us. Barry.
Hi, Maureen.
Such a pleasure
to
be
here. Yeah, you also. I've been listening to you talking about the your essential oils and what you're working with. It's really it's good information.
Oh, thank you.
Well, so often we're sent home and we have a limited prescription or, you know, and things like the oils can make such a big difference to us. All right, Maureen, so we're going to go with the three bottles of essential oils that Dr. Nick recommended that I try, that I give it a shot. And, you know, I live not far from a Vietnamese acupuncturist. He's only does his work by word of mouth. And you see him in a cabin. He just takes your pulses. You come back in a few days, and he makes you an herbal preparation. And sometimes I think to myself, well, part of the medicine there is the listening and the touch. There's all these, you know, the wonder and power of invisible medicine through a real human being, a compassionate human being. We have Dr. Nick Barry with us, essential wizardry. All right, wizard herbalist, or essential oil master. Share with the three formulas you felt pulled to send to me when we talked about this series.
Yeah, well, quite conveniently, Kava Chill, the one I spoke about before the break, is one of the formulas that I sent your direction. So
thank you.
I guess I can continue down the line. Yeah, right?
Yes.
So the next formula that I sent over to you is, I believe the next one that I sent you is Root. And so Root is also... we call it our root chakra formula, and it's a combination of five different resins and wood essences. It's a combination of CO2 extracted myrrh, Devana, Himalayan cedar, vetiver, and spikenard. And root is really good for fortifying the physical body in the sense of grounding and increased levels of focus. So what's really interesting about essential oils is they don't normally when someone says something like it stimulates you but it's relaxing, that sounds really contradictory. And I know
yes.
In pharmacy, I never heard that. However, what's really intriguing is it's totally possible with botanical-based medicine. And so with roots, what I discover is that it's really physically grounding. It helps to put a person into their body. And so as you're traveling through New York, it's really going to help to fortify you kind of being in your own body. And I find that there's a level of clarity, and it's not coming from a space of mental stimulation, but rather a place of being really grounded and centered in the body so that you're more present to the moment. So that's
I just want to say what a wonderful medicinal description and distinction. By the way, I'm going to introduce you to I think he just stepped down as the president of Biomimetic Dentistry International. He's one of the most beloved dentists. And biomimetic means to do dentistry with the laws of nature. I'm going to introduce you to, because this is the sort of thing we need to have at the dental office, and you're going to love Dr. Saul Pressner. Please give out your website, and know that my vision for us, Dr. Nick Barry, is to do this regularly and to touch so many people about a deeper medicine that can be part of their life every day medicinally. What's the website, and how can people reach you?
Absolutely. It is www.essentialoilwizardry.com. Feel free to email us if you have any questions. And we created a 10% off coupon code for your listeners using Vibrant Living, just to give a thanks and a gratitude for all of our special friends listening in.
Thank you. Thank you. Maureen, do you have a question? I want to introduce you to it another time as well. Do you have a question or comment before we say, for this moment, goodbye to Dr. Nick?
No. I was driving and I just pulled over. I wanted to write your website down because that sounds like that was really that.
Oh, go ahead and give out your website. Give out your website one more time, Dr. Nick. And we got Dr. Teshner for our next segment. That's going to be perfect. Not just dealing with the blockages, how to really remove them, because a lot of what Vibrant Living is about is relieving these obstacles so we can become significant contributors and build a team of people. We can let our heart and our whole being, our whole brain come into our lives. Go ahead, Dr. Nick. Please give out that website again.
www.essentialoilwizardry.com.
I deeply appreciate you. I'll give you a jingle a little later. Thank you. We've only just begun, Dr. Nick. Dr. Nick Berry, pharmacist,
I love it, Glenn.
Essential Oil Wizard. Appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you. Bye, friend.
All right. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Well, we got Maureen pulled over here. Hopefully, you're not getting pulled over for a speeding ticket. You're pulling over because you're consciously choosing to. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
I gave a talk. Maureen Carey is the publisher of Natural Awakenings. We're coming to Rhode Island to do a special Vibrant Living Summit. Dr. Nick Berry wants to be there. I work with people who really want to be vibrant speakers, so really to communicate that deep message, that sensation that's in their body. Like when you were a kid and you had that feeling in your body, you wanted to get up and say something, and the teacher said, nope, you got to raise your hand, to kind of cultivate that deep sense. And I work with couples and families all on that ability to communicate from your body, from your spirit, this other quality of that deep, vibrant message. I had the honor, Maureen, about 7 years ago to meet Dr. Teshner. Dr. Teshner is the author of a wonderful book on being fit for love. She helps people clear from their nervous systems in their brains and their bodies the obstructions that stop them from having a deep, loving experience. She's going to be one of our speakers in Rhode Island as well. Dr. Teshner, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm happy you're there.
Yes, I am here.
And Maureen, I want your questions. I want your questions today, because what Dr. Teshner does is kind of one of a kind. I mean, she helps people, and she did it in her own life. She had a really very disturbing breakup with her husband when her child was, I think, 2 years old, and she said to herself, I don't want to have to wait all these years. I want to clear this at the deepest level. You know, a lot of people, they get wounded, and pretty much the rest of their life is compensation, compensation. So imagine if you could release the heartbreak and the wounds and all those cautionary. A lot of the conversation of dating has to do with caution. There's a beautiful retreat center in Lenox, Massachusetts, where Teshner is going to be teaching, Dr. Teshner, called Kapala. And I've been there many, many times. It's absolutely gorgeous. You're going to be teaching in August. We're going to mention that. So get your pens ready, because I want you to come. I'm going to be there. Kai Cole's going to be there. I guess from the new part of the audience, and Maureen, who publishes a magazine to help people awaken their natural well-being. And part of our natural well-being is to have a deep, close relationship. As a matter of fact, Dean Ornish just concluded after 30 years. We first spoke in 1989. He wrote Reversing Heart Disease. He said to me, the most powerful healer, bar none, stress management, nutrition, exercise, just intimacy. But because it breaks up in woundings, a lot of times people give up intimacy because they fear hurt. Share with us how you developed this one-of-a-kind work, your own story, so the audience can relate to this. They haven't heard of it before because you're innovating it. So what is it that allows you to help people clear this? I drove 5.5 hours to see you because I was in such pain going to my own relationship tsunami, as I like to say it.
Yep. So basically, he is, like as you said, I had been married for 20 years, and in the last 2 years, we had had a child 2 years before, and I thought everything was great, and what happened is my husband then fell in love with someone else and decided to leave, which was devastating, as you can just imagine,
yeah.
because I was thinking, you know, we've been together for 18 years, we finally have a child, and now you
yeah.
decide to leave. Anyway,
yeah.
so, but then I realized that when I was 2 years old, my parents split up. And I was like,
wow.
Oh, no. I hope that wasn't because of that. And then I realized that it was because of that. I had a belief that said that love and life mean, as a parent, you're supposed to split up when your child is two. And I tested myself for it, and sure enough, I believed that. And so I had to take complete ownership of what happened. It's like whatever happened there is like my part of it was I was either talking or acting in ways that basically was pushing him away. And cause this to happen. So that's when the light bulb went on and I realized that, oh, my God, maybe there's a few other things in there also that I don't even know about that are also part of my blueprint. And I better start looking at this before it affects me again in a negative way. And so that's when I started looking at the relationship and looking at the things that I liked and the things I didn't like, and then made a list of all those things and then started testing myself, or I was tested by other NET practitioners. That's what I was using as NET for that particular thing, and found that basically every single thing that I didn't like was part of my blueprint, like, for example, being criticized. So I believe that love and life means being criticized. So I needed him to be critical in order to feel loved. I didn't like it consciously, but subconsciously it fit perfect. And another one was love and life means being number two. So I always felt like I was number two, like the work was first or other people were first.
Yeah.
And that came from when I was little. I was a year and a half old when my sister was born, and she was premature, and so she needed a lot more care. So all of a sudden, I went from having 100% attention to probably 40% attention because I was, you know, strong and healthy and I didn't need as much as my sister did. She was a newborn. But from that moment on, I always felt like I was number two. So love and life means number being number two. So I manifested that in my relationship. And it goes on like that. So I made a whole list and I started saying, okay, well, I better clear these things. So I used NET to basically remove these belief systems from my being and install the opposite instead. And I had two other NET practitioners work on me to help me with that. And then after doing that, it took me about 6 weeks of working many hours a week on all these things to clear all that. And I went from being, you know, totally devastated, feeling shame, feeling low self-esteem, feeling sad and depressed and angry and everything you can imagine, to being ecstatic and being free after 6 weeks. So I basically got over our 20-year relationship with a child in 6 weeks. And then I was ready to set sail and start looking for someone else that was going to be matching my new blueprint, because I changed so many things. I couldn't even have, you know, imagine going back with my first husband, because I just don't match anymore because I changed so many blueprints. And so that's what I did. So I made a list, and in my book, I have a book that I wrote since then. It's called Fit for Love, and it's available on Amazon. And I wrote this book because since this happened, I've been able to help thousands of people reboot their love blueprints and start to manifest what they want instead of what they don't want. And people,
I want to ask you what NET is, because you mentioned it a couple times.
It's neuro-emotional technique. It's a chiropractic technique that was invented back in the early 80s, and it's very powerful, where you use muscle testing and then to find out what the belief system is, and then you use a technique to clear whatever that is, and then you retest again to make sure that it's gone, and it's very powerful. So Basically, what I did is I'm teaching people how to do a technique that's similar to that, but it's different. It uses muscle testing to determine whether the belief is there or not, and at the end, whether or not it's gone. But the technique in between to clear it is different. And it's an offshoot of meridian tapping techniques that are out there. You know, there's like EFT and TFT, and there's just so many different ones. And
yeah.
So basically what I did is I simplified these meridian tapping techniques to a level where anyone can learn this in very quickly. And it's very effective, and it works just as good as NET to clear these kinds of things. So
all right, so we got a resident Vibrant Living team member, Infinite Collaboration member, Maureen Carey. She publishes Natural Awakenings magazine. She turned her life around. She from being a banker to really a publisher and a distributor. Very great ideas around health and well-being. I want to ask you what you're curious about. What's striking you, Maureen? What bubbles for you as you listen to Dr. Tesha?
Yeah, I think it's fascinating. I've always thought kinesiology was just wonderful, that idea that our bodies have more sense than we do, right? That our mind wants to take over and try to analyze and overthink what is going on, when our body can have more knowledge than we're aware of.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, I had a question. Maureen, I'm curious how you find this question. So it sounds like what you did, when I first heard about what you did, that it took you 6 weeks, which is kind of the premise of many of these new books out on the brain, which is the brain that changes itself, heals itself, that brain plasticity. You kind of live brain plasticity, and your weekend is really about brain plasticity, the experience of it, not just reading about it. So let's say a person, I don't know if you know this, but some of the highest amount of people who go to the internet, they're really curious how to have the miracle of reunion, how to reconnect with a former partner. I'm curious, you know, people like Michelle Wiener Davis talk about this idea that it takes one to tango, that if you change yourself, you could shift the whole relationship. How would you use this? Or let's say, for instance, you wanted to resolve things with your husband. Is there a way you could use this to bridge a gap? Because obviously another thing that happens in relationship is we stir up each other's poison and we don't know what to do because we don't have a technique like this. What would you say right now for people listening that are going through heartbreak and they want to potentially use it in a way to bridge the gap during a breakup or a divorce? Any comment about that?
Yeah, I mean, this technique can be used for anything. I mean, I've used it for people who had like a bad relationship and they wanted to get out, but they couldn't, you know, because they were they felt trapped. They felt like they were afraid of leaving. I helped people be able to leave because they wanted to, but they couldn't. I also helped people that were on the brink of breaking up and working with both of them or one of them to change a bunch of belief systems so that they could then be together again. I also used it for people who already have a good relationship, but they want to improve it and make it even better because there's like most everything is good, except there's just a few little things that are bothering them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use the technique for that. And then, of course, you can use it if you just went through a breakup and you want to recover from that. You can use it for that. So you can use it for anything at all. So if I was going to use it for someone who, let's say they're going through a difficult time, but they love each other and they want to stay together, but they feel like they just keep triggering each other, then I would work with them in that way. I would just, find out what is it that the...
All right, we're going to continue with one of the most innovative people that I've met in the world of relationships, Dr. Tesha. She's going to be at Kapalo, this amazing international and largest yoga center in the country. Stay with us, along with Maureen Carey from Natural Awakenings. And you are so relevant to this conversation. Stay with us. Your life's precious. Enjoy. I'm Glenn Brooks.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network, our Speakers Bureau on the air, our Vibrant Living Speakers Bureau. We explore the power of vibrant messages. Talking to Dr. Tesha, Maureen Carey is with us from Natural Awakenings Magazine. We're going to hold our Vibrant Living Summit, where we feature vibrant speakers, people that want to make it an innovative, distinct difference in the quality of people's lives. I was at a relationship weekend, and at the beginning of the weekend, this woman had said to me, it was a relationship weekend. I was doing a lot of different things, exploring during my relational tsunami before I finally saw something that changed and opened my life to become a vibrant living matchmaker. But this woman said to me, Tesha and Maureen, she said, you know, my husband doesn't love me. At the beginning of the weekend, she was very shut down. Her breath was very shallow. And at the end of the weekend, 3 days later, she said to me, she says, I don't know how to allow my husband's love in. We believe what we believe. We don't think of it as belief. We think about it as reality. When someone comes to you or comes to this weekend, a lot of people would come reluctantly because they would think, well, what could Tesha do? This is something I believe. This is the way it is. What's your experience, Tesha, Dr. Tesha, when people come to you with that kind of, like, I believe this, I believe, and you say it so well, I believe relationships with men are harmful. Or I believe, like, if I got married, I don't trust that I could be married. These are things that people, our belief systems are diseases. We don't see them as that, but they play out in our lives. To be able to recognize them, to release them from our body and brain, to me, is miraculous. Share more, and you're going to do a whole weekend upcoming at Kapala, a place I've been to over the last 24 years, many, many times. It's a remarkable retreat center, remarkable food, a wonderful place to have this experience. Share a little bit for those people listening and say, well, I've done all the workshops. How could this be different? And how could I ever let go of belief that I had since my breakup?
Well, basically, the way I explain it to people is that whatever you believe, you're right. That's the first thing. So we're running to manifest our beliefs. In other words, I believe that love and life mean as a parent, you're supposed to split up when your child is two. So I managed to manifest that. You know, if I believe love and life means being criticized, then I will talk and act in ways that will make me criticized. And it goes on and on like that. So with the technique that I'm teaching, it's a way to literally update your software as if your brain was your software. You know, it has software and hardware in there. And you have a tool now to update your software, to change it. You can delete part of it and you can input whatever you want to use technique, which is very powerful. And that's why I'm about teaching this, because I feel like every human being on this planet needs to have a tool like this that they can use. They find themselves, or they realize that they keep repeating the same pattern, or they self-sabotage, or, you know, they keep being attracted to the wrong kind of person. You know, like if they're attracted to someone, they say, oh, this one's different. But then like 2-3 months into the relationship, they realize, oh, no, this person is also an abusive person. Because their blueprint says love and life means being abused. So they're only attracted to people who will abuse them. And with this approach, figured out a way to change I figured out a way of teaching people. Anyone can learn it. I teach people how to muscle test themselves, how to muscle test others, so that you can either work on yourself or help someone else. And then I teach you how to think, how, what the blueprints might be. And we do some exercises in the workshop. Give you time to brainstorm, for example, how your relationship, your parents' relationship was. You know, how was your mom towards your dad? How was your mom? And then forming that, because more than likely, you're repeating the same kinds of things in your relationship. Because as whether we like it or not, it's like monkey see, monkey do. So whatever you see it, you know, you start to do the same thing. And you see that all the time. And it's obvious. Even sometimes I notice it, because I'm a chiropractor, I notice it in the posture or things like the gait, you know, with the way you walk. You know, like, the, you see the little boy, he walks exactly like his dad, you know, or his mom, whatever. And so it's the same thing with the belief system. It's the same thing with whatever it is you see your mom do towards your dad. So if your mom is kind to your dad, then you learn that a woman is kind towards the, her husband. If the mom is full constantly, then you learn that a woman's supposed to be critical of the man she loves. And on and on it goes, whether it's abuse or it's alcoholism or it's cheating on someone or, you know, it, the list goes on and on. And with this approach, I've been able to teach people how to change that in themselves, which is super powerful. And once you change the belief system to something different, so instead of believing that love and life means being criticized, you now believe love and life means being accepted as you are. So now you're going to talk and act in ways that makes it easy for people around you to accept you as you are instead of criticizing you. Do you see?
It's so beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful that we can walk out of the trance, walk out of like act two and walk into a whole other third level of expression and awareness. I want to talk about the workshop. I want to ask Maureen, if there's anything that's bubbling in her, anything you're curious about. You want to run by Dr. Teschner or anything? Yeah, anything coming? Anything you're curious about? I want to comment on, Maureen.
Yeah, I was just I try, because I always reflect things, you know, is how would it affect me? And I was not resonating necessarily. And my first, I had a tsunami of a first marriage also, and I did not grow up with that type of relationship that I ended up with. And I don't understand, like, where would that have come from? My parents are wonderful, loving people. They never, I've never heard them utter a harsh word to each other. And that's not what I attracted.
Yeah.
Great question.
Yeah, that's a really good question. There's a whole other aspect to this, which has to do with a vanishing twin syndrome. And that is huge in how it affects relationships. And basically what happens is that in the last 10 years or maybe 15 years now, most women who are pregnant end up getting ultrasounds, which they never did in the past. And but because of that, they found out that 1 out of 8 women conceive more than one embryo at first. And so, but somewhere in the pregnancy, one of them vanishes and gets reabsorbed, because at the other end, only 1 out of 77 pregnancies end up in live twins. So that means there's a lot of vanishing twin survivors out there. And when you lose a twin, it can set up a whole different set of circumstances that you're not even consciously aware of. And I talk about that in my workshop. The second day, we focus a lot on that, because it's so common. So, for example, one of the most common things that happen with that, the people end up believing that love and life mean being abandoned, because your first experience of love with that little twin is that it leaves you. And so, and then in my book, I have like 17 different categories. Like one of them is love and life means, you know, having to be a savior, because you never want to lose someone again. You know, so like all the people that end up in the healing profession, a lot of them
have vanishing twins that they had in the, you know, when they were in the womb. And
wow.
Yeah, so that's very powerful. And that can change everything. That can supersede anything that you've had, you know, from birth until 10. The work that I've done, I found that almost all our blueprint is installed between conception and 10 years old. And,
so the good news is we could change that, though, right? That's the good news is we could shift it. Tell people about the workshop at Kripalu. Tell people about the workshop at Kripalu, because we just have like 3 minutes to go. I want to make sure that go ahead.
Yes. So the workshop is going to be in August. It's basically a two-day workshop. It's the Monday, the 27th, and the 28th is the main bulk of it. But it actually starts the 26th at night from like 7:30 to 9:30. It's a Sunday evening. And then it ends on the Wednesday morning. We have like a couple hours, 9 to 11 in the morning on Wednesday. But it's really mostly the Monday, Tuesday. And it's going to be great. We're going to have a bunch of people there that are really into it, wanting to learn. And we're going to
spell Kripalu. Spell the name Kripalu for people so they could go to the website. I think it's on the website, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, yes. So you can go.
Okay, good.
It's K as in kite. R as in Robert, I as in Island, P as in Paul, A as in Adam, L as in Leo, and U as in umbrella. So Kripalu, I think it's .org, and you go on there and you look for signing up for workshops, and the title of my workshop is Update Your Love Blueprint. And in that workshop, we're going to talk a lot about love blueprint, but we're also going to talk about career blueprint. And health blueprint and money blueprint, and also talking about how to make the law of attraction really work by making sure you're congruent with what you say you want and be clear about what you want. And I'm kind of an expert on the subject. I manifested a lot of different things very much on purpose, and I'm teaching people how to do that. So that's going to be great.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited, and I love Kripalu. Matter of fact, let's get them on the air. Let's have a representative of Kripalu come on, talk about this wonderful place that is a great environment based on the forest there. It's out of this world. They got their own little beachfront. It's a very unique place because you meet other people who are in the middle of transformation, and the food is just wondrous. So we're going to reach out to Kripalu and have someone talk about this wonderful piece of property, and myself and Kai will be there. We welcome you to be there. Maureen, I'd love you to be there, and I love what you're doing. And next time we're going to pick up a little on the subject of your health blueprint, because that's an interesting – I never saw my grandmother stand up, Maureen and Teshna, Dr. Teshna. She was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and I never stand up. As long as she was alive, she never stood up. It was almost like that was the permanent belief. She was an invalid. Imagine if we could change those beliefs to change our biology. That's what I like to pick up on. And then we could change the belief – help our partner to perhaps gain a longevity code. It seems that what you're pointing to is that these things don't need to play out in death, disease, and relational disasters.
Yeah, exactly. You can start to model these things. It's like sculpting your inner terrain.
Now, someone just asked me, is there a phone number you want to give out so people could also contact you as well?
Yeah, you can call my office. The number there is 518-672-4019, and you can call anytime and leave a message, and we'll call you back if we're not there.
One more time, Teshna. Dr. Teshna, one more time, your number.
Yes, 518-672-4019.
Beautiful. I want to thank everybody for listening and questioning and realizing your vibrant life is really – your life has really just begun. And I was quoting Dr. Ashley Bonnegue, an anthropologist, who said that love could heal broken bones. You know, I have the suspicion, kind of like the Tina Turner song, that people associate a lot of things that weren't love with love, that love itself is a profound state that's restorative, connecting, illuminating, intimate, and wondrous. But based on the messages, and you said this so brilliantly, based on the messages we attribute to keeping love in our lives, we might be identifying something that's not love. Your work allows people to experience that love they may have only dreamed about and felt it wasn't available in their lives, in your work and in your workshop. I'm looking forward to seeing you in person, Dr. Tesha. We'll have you on next week. I'm going to talk more about this wondrous retreat and how this work could profoundly affect your love life and remove these belief systems that could be sabotaging you right now. Maureen Kari from the Natural Awakenings. I'm so honored you're on the call today. I appreciate you and your questions. And to everybody else, your life's precious. Enjoy it. Thanks, Chris. And our partners at the OM Times Record, we are blossoming and putting out a one-of-a-kind network with over 30 hosts called the Vibrant Living Network, where our people are not just hosts, they're vibrant living writers, they're vibrant travelers, and they're part of Vibrant Speakers International. You could reach me about that or any questions about the Vibrant Living Network at my old-fashioned phone number, 413-345-3747. That's 413-345-3747. And I appreciate very much your listening and your comments and all the wonderful feedback we get. And Dr. Tesha, I so appreciate you being on today, being with us and sharing your distinct and one-of-a-kind message. Maureen, have a beautiful weekend. Thank you. Thanks all my other, all the other team members. Ariel, Kai, thank you. Of course, Maya, our Vibrant Living Ambassador, and so many people. Dr. Barry, your life's precious. Enjoy it. Thank you.